犯人就来到这个世界，好像就这么一回事而已。
A birth is a birth. What's the fuss?
所以，如果一旦了解了它背后所附的意义的时候，就使我们与它之间产生了关系。
But if you really look into the meaning behind the birth, then it relates to you deeply.
今天所讲的有三个原因，我能够想得出来，为什么耶稣要诞生。
There's three reasons why Jesus birth.
第一个原因是耶稣救主。
Number one, Jesus is Savior.
因为他在圣经里面已经预先讲明了这件事情。
And his birth was pretold in the Old Testament.
在马太福音里面第一章，当玛利亚从圣灵怀孕的时候，约瑟想把她暗暗的休掉，但是天使这个时候对约瑟说话了。
So when Joseph wanted to divorce Mary, and the angel spoke to him.
圣经说他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
In Matthew chapter 1 verses 21, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
耶稣这个名字 是原来的意思是约书亚，就是 耶和华拯救。
Jesus means Joshua, means Yahweh saves.
也就是救主的意思。
It means Savior.
所以耶稣他这个名字本身就是叫做救主的意思。
So Jesus means he will be our Savior.
他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来，所以他来救呢是救他自己的百姓。
He will save his people from their sins, means his own people.
那这个自己的百姓呢，我们要知道他真正后面的意思事实上是他所创造出来的百姓。
His people means the people he created.
他造出来的百姓。
He created his people.
那他要把他们从罪恶里面救出来。
And he will save them from their sins.
那罪这个字，我们一般听到这个观念里面都总是认为杀人放火。
Sin to us seems murder or killing.
我在这里问大家，你从小到今天，你从来没有杀过人，没有抢劫过的，请你举手。
Raise your hand. You haven't killed anybody or set up fire.
我再注意看有没有人没有举手啊。
Anybody not raising their hand?
但是你如果从来没有恨过人，从来没有说过谎的，请你举手。从来没有恨过人，也没有说过谎的，请你举手。
Raise your hand if you never hated anybody or told a lie.
有没有？哦，有一个，有一个。我们为他鼓掌啊。
Okay. One people raise his hand.
在我们当中，你有开驾照的，你从来没有被开过罚单的，请你举手。
No citation with a driver license. Raise your hand.
哇，我们也为他鼓掌啊
！Applaud those people。
你从来没有被抓过，可是呢，你从来没有超速的，请你举手。你从来没有超速。
Raise your hand, you never sped. 哦
哦，但是你这几位举手的是没有驾照的人啊。
Maybe they don't have a driver's license. They never drove.
所以你有驾照，但是你从来没有超速的，有没有？有没有举手一下
？So with license and never sped,、
哦、
raise your hand.
庄伯伯哈，庄伯伯，你多久没开车了啊
？So is that 4 years he hasn't been driving?
所以我们一想到罪的时候，我们就想说那些不应该做，我确实去做了，我就认为这个是罪的意思。
So actually sin means you're doing the thing you're not supposed to do. That means sin.
但是圣经里面不是只有包括这个部分。
But that means more about sin in Bible.
圣经里面讲的罪呢，还包括你应该要去做，但是呢，你没有去做。
But there are also sins of omission, which things you should do but you did not do.
像耶稣说，你要去爱人。
Like love others.
你是不是常常爱人呢
？Do you love people all the time?
你是不是为你的仇敌祷告呢
？Did you pray for your enemy?
除了你的朋友和家人以外，你曾经为谁舍过什么吗？
So did you give up anything other than your family and friend?
这是圣经里面讲到我们应该去做，但是我却没有办法做到。
So it's written in the Bible, but we did not do it.
圣经讲到这个应该做的事情不仅仅包括这些。
There are many things other than those.
圣经里面告诉我们，我们这一个人呢，应该能够使别人呢 帮助别人从黑暗能够转向光明。
So we should turn people from darkness to light.
把别人从仇恨转向赦免。
Turn hatred into forgiveness.
使别人从诡诈变成真实。
Turn trickery into honesty.
你的生活里面，你是不是常常能够有这样的表现呢？
Have you lived those things in your life?
如果你平常的生活里面，你常常能够使人得到这样的祝福的，请你举手一下，我看一看。
If you witness those things to get blessing to others, raise your hand.
有没有？
Sometimes, but not always.
Okay. 我的意思是说，应该做的时候你就做了，这个就不是所谓 sometime 或者是 always 了哈。
Well, should means all the time.
所以我就说，圣经里面讲的罪呢，不应该做的你去做，这个是罪。
So there's a sin of commission.
还有你应该做你却没有去做的也是罪。
And sins of omission.
所以耶稣来呢，他要把他的百姓呢从这样的罪恶里面救出来。
So Jesus will save his people from their sins like those.
所以耶稣来的目的，他在还没有出生之前就已经预先的预告他要来的就是做这件事情。
So it was pretold before his birth.
所以被他救过的人呢，你就知道你是他的百姓。
So if you're saved by him, you know you are his people.
所以第一件事情，耶稣的降生为什么呢？因为他自己要将他自己的百姓从罪恶的里面拯救出来。
So the first thing for his birth, he will save his people from their sins.
第二个原因是道成肉身。
The second reason is incarnation.
为什么耶稣来到这个世界呢？是为了要让我们知道道。成了肉身。
So why he came in human flesh? That because of his incarnation.
约翰福音第十四章第一章第十四节说：“道成了肉身，住在我们中间。”
So John chapter 1 verses 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
We have seen his glory.The glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以耶稣诞生的是要完成一件事情，就是道成了肉身。
So when he came, the Word became flesh.
这个道事实上就是圣经里面的意思，就是道就是神，也就是神呢成了肉身。
The Word became flesh. The Word is God. The Word was God.
这个是讲到一件很大的奥秘啊，就是这位。上帝呢，成了人的一样的身体来到这个世界了。
So it's a great mystery. The Word became flesh.
因为他要拯救人呢，所以他必须进这位上帝呢，必须进到人类的历史里面来。
He was to save us and became part of the history.
如果越多了了解圣经，你会发现这位上帝呢是无限的，他却必须被成为有限。
The more you understand the Bible, God was infinite, but he became definite.
他是永恒的，他却必须变成短暂的。
He is eternal, but he became temporal.
他是自由的，他却变成被约束的、局限的。
He is free, but right now he was restricted.
我们刚才看到这位耶稣他诞生的地方很特别。
The place of birth was very special.
这个道成肉身是怎么样发生的呢？
How incarnation happened?
在路加福音第二章十一节说，这个时候是天使呢向那个刚才看到的牧羊人呢宣告耶稣要降生的事情。
Because shepherd was foretold the birth of Jesus.
天使跟牧羊人说，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
In Luke chapter 2 verses 11, today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
他这里。讲到就是这位无限的上帝呢，怎么样的进到人类的历史里面来
？How infinite God came into human history？
然后呢，他给他们一个记号，说你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在茅槽里，这就是记号了。
There will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.
他来是做救主的。
He came as a savior.
是来救的。
To save his people.
他来不是来教的。
He's not coming to teach.
你可以看到世界各个宗教都是叫做教主。
So you can see all the other religion teach us about many things in their religion.
但是只有耶稣是救主。
But only Jesus is Savior.
教主跟救主的区别就是教主呢教你一些规则，你按照那个规则去行，你就成为他的教友。
Doctrine is something they teach you.
但是救主的话是他必须把你救出来，这个叫救主。
But Savior save you from something.
而且他来呢是做主的。
And he is in charge.
他是做主的，是 Lord， 他是做主的主宰，因为他本来的地位呢是创造的主宰。
He lords over us because he created everything.
而且他是基督。
And he's also Christ.
这个基督的意思是神所高的。
Christ means anointed.
我们一般的人都是生出来以后学了一些事情，慢慢懂了一些事情，然后我们才开始找我活着的目的是什么。
We people was born and was taught, then eventually we found the meaning for our lives.
我们一边活，一边在那里找我活着的目的是什么。
We live and learn the meaning of life.
但是耶稣不是这样子。
But Jesus wasn't like that.
他还没有出生之前就已经告诉他你活，你来到这个世界的目的。
Before he exists.
所以当时耶稣还没有出生之前就告诉他说你来呢是来做救主的，是来做主的，你是基督。
Before his birth, he was prophesied to be Lord, to be Savior.
如果经过一段时间以后耶稣成为一个阿斗的话，那不是很奇怪吗？
If he became a nobody, then it's very strange.
因为预先说你是做救主的，他真的必须要救，能够救到人。
Because prophecy said he will become savior, he have to save someone.
他说他是主，他就必须是做一个主。
So he was prophesied to be Lord, then he will be in charge.
所以耶稣来到这个世界的时候，他预先的说的事情，他后来就真正的成就了。
He achieved what was prophesied about him.
那这样的成就的里面呢，让我们就知道说，这个道成肉身呢，这位全能的上帝、无限的上帝呢，怎么能够进到人的生命里面来、历史里面来呢
？So that's how incarnation means the infinite God became human history.
我们刚才读的圣经里面，他降生的地方是在马槽里面。
He was born in a manger.
那这个道成肉身呢，在马槽里面是什么意义呢？
What's the meaning of incarnation in a manger?
因为我们知道马槽呢，一定是在马厩或者马房的里面。
So mangers also means a stable. It's a place for horses.
圣经常常借着一些我们人的眼睛可以看懂的事情，来告诉我们一个眼睛看不见的事实。
Bible always shows us something we can see, and then behind it some meaning that we cannot see.
刚才我们讲到道成肉身，这个用一般的理解很难明白的。
Incarnation is such an abstract concept.
所以借着耶稣所发生的事实来告诉我们那个道成肉身真正的意义。
By what happened around his birth, then showed us the true meaning of incarnation.
所以我们人借着那个历史呢或者事实呢，我们就开始能够被打开眼里面的眼睛，明白过来。
So through history and facts that open our eyes.
我们知道马槽放在马房的里面。
So manger is for raising horses.
在马房的里面呢，事实上我们都知道，马房里面是非常脏也非常臭的。
It's a dirty and smelly place.
那个马的粪啊，那个臭味是非常强烈的。
The manure sucks.
我曾经去买了一包这个马粪啊，放在我的车子里面，然后开回家，我边开我就边流眼泪。
One time, I bought a package of manure for my plants, but it brought me to tears.
因为马粪里面那个刺激太强烈了，所以眼睛受不了，会流眼泪的。
It's such a pungent thing, brings you to tears.
而且马房的里面呢，又有蚊子苍蝇。
And there's mosquitoes and flies all around.
是一个非常污秽的地方。
It's a dirty place.
甚至是一个人不愿意去的地方。
Nobody wants to be there.
你知道吗？还有一个地方是人比这个地方还更脏。人都不愿意靠近的地方是哪里吗
？There's a dirtier place than manger.
那就是在这里面。
That's inside our heart.
因为圣经里面讲到，这个地方比马房还要脏。
Because our heart is sometimes dirtier than manger.
圣经说，因为从里面就是从人心里发出恶念苟合。
So according to Bible, from within, out of man's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery.
偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、谤毒、骄傲、狂妄。
Greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly.
这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽人。
All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean.
这个里面比真正的马房还要脏，还要污秽。
Inside our heart is much dirtier than manger.
所以我们都用各样的方法把这个地方遮掩起来。
So we try to cover it.
希望别人不要直接就看到我里面真实的情况。
So that people will not see through us.
所以我们会掩饰。
So we mask.
我们会做作。
So we masquerade.
希望别人不要直接看到我真正的我。
So people don't realize who we really are.
所以人和人之间就没有办法很坦诚的直接的把心打开来。
So you can't really show your true heart to others.
这个地方比马槽还要污秽。
So well inside is dirtier than the manger.
所以耶稣要降生的地方在马房里面。
That's why Jesus was born in a manger.
耶稣为什么要降生在马房里面呢？第二个原因，耶稣说狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
Jesus also said, Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
因为那当玛利亚要生出耶稣的时候呢，那里讲到客店里没有地方。
Before Maria about to give birth, there's no place in the hotel.
这个世界是他所创造的，但是却没有一个地方能够容纳他。
He created the whole world, but there's no place for him.
为什么耶稣要降生在马槽里面呢？
Why Jesus was to born in manger?
耶稣把自己降到最卑微的地位。
He lowered his status to the lowest possible.
他降到卑微到必须在马槽里面来出生。
So he was born in manger.
许多的人出生的地方都在房子的里面。
So most of us was delivered in the delivery room.
他们可以出生在床上。
So sometimes in a baby's crib.
但是耶稣要出生在马房里面。
But Jesus was born in a manger.
他要放在马槽的里面。
In a trough.
这个地方是一个很卑微的地方。
It's the humblest of all places.
这位道成了肉身，这位上帝进到肉身里面的这位耶稣呢，他用这种方式来出生。
God incarnate to be born this way.
所以叫世上所有的人再也没有任何的理由或借口说他不愿意接受我。
So there's no excuse not to accept Jesus.
我们看到世界上那些伟大很重要的人物呢，他们多半都是高高在上的。
The great people in history, they're all of high stature.
自己有了一点点条件呢，常常就拒人于千里之外。
Sometimes they're distant and aloof.
但是耶稣他说，我来的地方要在马槽里面。
But Jesus came through a manger.
在最卑微的地方，所以所有的人你都可以来。
So it's such a lowly place that nobody, that everybody can approach him.
我是最卑微的位置里面来接纳你，来认识你。
So I accept everybody.
这个就是道成肉身的意思。
This is the true meaning about incarnation.
并且第三个，道成肉身里面，圣经里面讲到说，圣灵就降在一切听道人的身上。
And also the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message.
他为什么要降生在马槽里面呢？
Why he was born in manger?
也就是说，耶稣呢可以进到你的里面来。
So Jesus can come within you.
他愿意进到你的里面来。
He is willing to come within you.
如果这个荣耀全能的上帝，他能够成为肉身，愿意到那个这么污秽、这么卑微的马槽的话，他也愿意进到你的心中来。
The Almighty Incarnate was born in manger. That means it's not too low to come into your heart.
所以让所有的人都不需要担心，不要有任何的理由，他愿意进到你的内心来。
So nobody has excuse or concern that he will not come within your heart.
今天我要特别对当中的一些年轻人说，
I'd like to speak to young people here.
今天很多的年轻人，他以为他的世界就是能够跟他在网上联络的那些人就是他的世界了。
Sometimes people think the people online was his world.
他只要维持他这个世界能够安全、能够可靠，他就觉得他可以过下去了。
So he thinks he's safe within this kind of confine.
但是这个世界其实不是只有这样而已。
But the world is more than that.
如果你躲在那个地方，事实上你也是躲在马槽里面。
If you hide with your internet connection, that's also live in a manger.
我们人有一个很奇怪的现象，你在一个地方臭的地方，你待久了以后呢，你就再也觉得你就可以适应了。
If you live in a stinking place long enough, you no longer smell.
觉得这个环境我还可以活下去，还可以生存下去，甚至还可以做一点发展。
Means it's okay. I can even develop under such circumstances.
所以今天的年轻人，事实上，你常常在你自己虚构的这个世界里面，你在那里生存。
It's all made believe.
但是你很怕离开那个世界。
You're afraid to step out.
因为事实上，你一离开这个世界，你可能就会被消灭的。
Because you will not survive outside the box.
但是耶稣愿意进到你的世界来。
But Jesus willing to come into your world.
所以他降生在马槽的里面。
That's why he was born in a manger.
他是荣耀的，他是尊贵的，但是他愿意来。
He is glorified, he's dignified, but he's willing to come.
这个就是耶稣来的。为什么他必须生在马槽？他道成了肉身。
That's why he must be born in a manger and incarnate.
第三个理由是以马内利。
The third reason is Emmanuel.
在圣经里面讲到以马内利这个字的意思，在马太福音讲到必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
In Matthew chapter 1 verses 23, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son.And they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
就是神与我们同在。
Emmanuel means God with us.
神与我同在。
God with us.
这个就是以马内利的意思。
That's the true meaning of Emmanuel.
我们刚才已经讲了有两个理由。第一个，他要将他自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
We talk about he will save his people from their sins.
第二个，讲到道成了肉身。
And the word became his incarnation.
那第三件事情讲到以马内利，就是神与我们同在。
The third is about Emmanuel, God with us.
神与我们同在好不好？
Is it wonderful, God with us?
当你在网上在那里看那些不该看的东西的时候，耶稣说：“我就坐在你旁边，我与你同在，好不好？”
So when you're watching porn, then God with you. How is it?
当你开始想要说谎的时候，耶稣站在你旁边说：“我与你同在。”
When you're about to lie, God with us. How about that?
所以事实上，我们发现神与我们同在，我们的观念里面很难真正去理解他。他与我同在到底是什么意思？
Sometimes we don't truly understand the meaning. God with us.
经过了耶稣的同在的时候，你就会回来认识到真正你所得着的是什么。
Once you truly experience God with us, then you know what you have obtained.
第一件事情是平安。
The first thing you got.
救恩的确据。
Peace, assurance of salvation.
平安，这是其实是每个人都希望得到的。
Everybody desire peace.
圣经里面所讲的平安，不是万事顺利，没有灾，没有难。
So the Bible's peace is more than just no disaster. Everything goes well.
救恩的确据里面，也就是说，再怎么样的条件呢，这个平安都不会掉的。
Assurance salvation means you'll be safe regardless.
你如果得到这样的平安的话，你有就是有，拿不掉也抢不走的。
No one can take your salvation from you.
所以或许你在生活里面，你是在高的地方，或是在低的地方。
It doesn't matter your social status, high or low.
或者是贫穷，或者是富足。
Poor or rich.
或者你现在所处的环境是顺境，或者是逆境。
Or smooth or disastrous.
或者是活着，或者是死的。
Alive or dead.
不会影响到这个平安的。
Salvation, peace is yours.
这个是一个救恩的确据。
This is assurance of salvation.
因为什么？因为他与你同在。
Why? Because God with us.
第二个事情，神与你同在，你会享受到的就是喜乐，你发现了生命的意义。
The second meaning is rejoice, the meaning of life.
这个喜乐不是兴奋狂欢。
The rejoice doesn't just mean excitement or rave.
当一个人如果找到他活着的意义的时候呢，这个活着不是只是为着活着而活着的。
Once you discover the meaning of life, it's not just live to eat or eat to live.
多半人活着的意思里面都是想吃好一点，穿好一点。
So it's about live to eat or eat to live.
或住好一点，或享受多一点。
Or live in a mansion.
希望自己能够舒服，能够愉快。
Or enjoy life.
再多一点，就希望他的所爱的人也能够幸福，能够快乐。
And then you hope the people you love can enjoy the same.
所以许多的人就是为这个事情在忙忙碌碌。
So that's the business of human life.
但是在忙碌的过程中，常常经遭遇到失望。
But you always encounter disappointment because the business.
有些人你为他付出很多，结果让你失望了，让你伤心了。
Sometimes you give a lot to others but receive little.
所以快乐就失去了。
So there's no rejoice.
结果到最后，甚至会问自己说：“那我活着是到底为什么？”
Then you even question the meaning of life.
如果自己条件稍微好一点，做一点好事，帮帮人，能够安慰安慰自己的良心。
Sometimes you did something good to comfort yourself.
但是毕竟那个意义还是很有限的。
But the meaning is still limited.
原因在哪里呢
？Why?
因为我们这个生命不是我自己创造出来的。
Because we did not create our own life.
所以我的生命并没有达到我原来这个生命所产生的真正给我的目的。
We did not attain the meaning of life that created us.
所以我活着的里面虽然很努力，可是我一直不是在这个目的的里面来生活，所以渐渐的你会发现并没有赋予太多的生命的意义。
I tried so hard, but I couldn't find the meaning of life.
但是当一个人他每天都是朝着这个他所生命的意义来活的时候呢，他自然的就会有喜乐的。
If you find the meaning of life, you will truly enjoy life.
你有没有觉得你今天现在已经是早晨快十二点了？你觉得今天已经过了这十二个钟头，我每一个钟头我都觉得好满足啊。
It's almost noon. Did you feel that every hour of today you feel satisfied?
还是你觉得这十二个小时好倒霉啊
？I'm saying it's not so good.
又要做这个，又要做那个。
There's so many things for me to do.
又要满足他，又要满足他。
So many things to be satisfied.
还有很多功课还没有做。
And homework.
如果是这样过日子的话，你不太容易感觉到有真正的喜乐。
Such living, you can't really enjoy it.
因为什么？因为你的生命的意义你并没有达到。
You did not attain the meaning of life.
但是上帝如果与我同在的时候呢，你就会有机会经验到这种喜乐，就从里面产生出来。
If God with you, you can truly enjoy it.The meaning of life from deep within.
今天我们人因为没有办法享受从里面产生出来的喜乐，所以我们很辛苦的。
Because we cannot truly enjoy it from within, so the life is hard.
所以我们整天要在外面找快乐。
So we want to find some happiness from superficial thing.
我们借着外面的事情，能够让我这个人稍微快乐一下。
You want to get the superficial pleasure.
但是那个快乐都好短暂。
But there's fleeting.
而且每一次要多得一点快乐，要付更大的代价去换那个短暂有限的快乐。
It's very pricey as well.
所以我们喜乐常常是没有办法真正得到。
So we can really truly enjoy.
但是耶稣住在我的里面，与我同在的时候，你会经历到一个很奇妙的事情。
But once God with you, you will experience something wonderful.
我可以过一个很粗茶淡饭的日子，但是那个快乐就从里面自己会 流出来的。
Even though life is simple, you can enjoy abundant joys within.
是有原因的。
There's reason why.
因为耶稣自己是喜乐的源头。
Because Jesus is the source of joy.
因为他在我里面。
He is within me.
所以那个喜乐会自己流出来。
So the joys will just.Sprouting out.
所以这个时候我过的日子的里面，我就不需要靠外面的事情来刺激我，让我能够兴奋。
I'm not dependent on superficial outside stuff.
外面可能很顺利，并不会增加我太多的快乐。
From outside, everything fine, but doesn't increase my joy.
但外面很不顺利，但是我的喜里面的快乐不会减少。
Some disappointment from outside world doesn't face me either.
所以我真正的喜乐。
That's the true joy within me.
第三个，神如果与我同在的时候呢，我就会经历到那个福气啊，那个福分啊，一直的在我里面，因为基督一直的加增。
God with me, then I will enjoy blessing because the increase of Christ within me.
这个祝福呢，不是福禄寿喜、五子登科。
The blessing is not about status or rich,
而是耶稣基督不断的增加在我里面了。
Because of increase of Christ within you.
如果年纪稍微长一点的人，你应该会经验到，往往看得见的不是真正的福分。
What you can see doesn't really mean the true blessing.
人拼命的抓那个看得见的，你过一阵子以后，你就会失望，你甚至还会痛苦。
You try to strive for something tenuous, but eventually it all disappoints you.
真正的那个宝贵的福气呢，是从上帝而来的，那个是从上面而来的。
The true blessing is from above, from God.
这个福气如果进来的时候呢，它就不会失去，而且它也不会贬值。
So it will not depreciate the true blessing from God.
不会锈坏，只会有累积啊。
Won't rust and will keep on increasing.
神如果与我同在呢，这个基督的增加就在我里面，一天一天，基督在我里面就越来越多。
If God with us, the increase of Christ will be daily.
这个福气是一直存在。
The blessing will always be there.
最后一件事情，我可以想到神与我同在的福气的里面是一个荣耀，你会朝着一个永恒的目标在那里前进。
Lastly, God with us is about glory, the goal of eternity.
这个荣耀不是拿出来炫耀夸口用的。
It's not about boastful.
你不需要说什么，他那个荣光就自然会从你的身上会流露出来的。
Without saying, the glory will magnify itself.
往往你自己可能不一定能够觉察，但是别人可以看得出来。
Sometimes you don't even feel it yourself, but others will notice.
以马内利，不但我们生命有了平安、有喜乐、有福分，我们更开始能够享受到荣耀。
Emmanuel is about peace, joy, blessing, even more, glory.
你就感受得到你的生命是朝着一个很荣耀的目标在那里前进。
You feel your life is reaching the glory.
你越走了，你会觉得越光明。
It's toward the light.
而且这个荣耀你会渐渐的知道，会从你的身上会流露出去。
And it will flow from you.
从你的身上传递出去。
And give to others.
其他周围的人就会开始感染得到。
The people around you can feel it.
他会感染到上帝与你同在。
They can feel God with you.
他也能够经历到上帝与他同在。
People around you can also experience God with us.
耶稣来到这个世上，有这三个我能够找出来的原因。
So that's the three major reasons why Jesus was born.
他来到这个世上来拯救人从自己的罪恶里面出来。
He saved his people from their sin.
其实人的罪恶里面最大的罪呢，就是骄傲。
But the major sin is pride.
人骄傲的罪从哪里来呢？是从魔鬼来的。
So the sin of pride is from Satan.
觉得自己很不错。
You think about full of yourself.
事实上，自己会觉得自己很不错的原因是什么呢？因为你的眼睛是看你周围的人。
Because you look around the people.
你可以很容易找到别人的毛病。
You can see the.
只要你能够找到一个人身上一个毛病，你就觉得我比他好。
If you can find fault with others, then you feel you're superior.
你这样的经验多了以后，你就觉得自己比别人好。
The more you feel about that, the more you feel of yourself.
所以你不觉得你自己是一个在罪恶的里面。
So you don't even feel about your own sin.
往往一个人最后会发现到自己最后的一个罪呢，就是骄傲。
The most people finally discover the sin is all about pride.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为骄傲可以有很多的化妆把它装扮起来。
Because pride can be disguised in many faces.
所以人说最后死的罪呢，就是骄傲。
So pride is the ultimate sin.
所以他在那里会，这个骄傲常常让我们会去比较别人。
Pride makes us compare with others.
让我们觉得我们还不错。
Make sure we're okay.
这样的做法以后，你慢慢你的眼睛就盲， 瞎掉，看不见自己的骄傲了。
Then you are blinded by your own pride, couldn't see your own defects.
耶稣来要拯救人，拯救到最底线的地方，就是从我们的骄傲里面把我们救出来。
So that's why Jesus wants to save us from our sin, our pride.
当我们人从被骄傲里面这个罪恶里面救出来以后呢，我们才会真正是一个谦卑的人。
So once you learned about your pride, then you became humble.
所以耶稣来呢的原因，第一个原因，他要将我们从罪恶里面拯救出来，成为他的百姓。
So he wants to save his people from their sins to become his people.
第二个原因，耶稣来，他道成了肉身。
Secondly, it's about his incarnation.
他让人看到他愿意降生在最污秽的地方。
Let us know he's willing to lower himself.
他愿意到最污秽的，就是人的心灵里面来。
He's willing to lower to the dirtiest place, our heart.
所以这个时候，我这个人才可以知道耶稣真的进到我的心灵里面来了。
So that's why we truly know Jesus came into our heart.
因为以前里面都没有光啊，耶稣一进来以后，他光就进来了。
When he came into our heart, the light came also.
第三件事情，他就永远的与我同在。
The third thing, God with us forever.
他是以马内利的神。
He's Emmanuel.
他就叫我在现在这个时刻呢，我就可以经历到平安和喜乐。
I can experience peace and joy right at this moment.
我的福分，基督不断的在我里面增加。
The blessing keep on increasing.
并且我的人生朝向一个很荣耀的目标前进了。
And I'm marching toward the goal of glory.
耶稣愿意到这个世上来。
Jesus willing come to this world.
对许多的人来讲，你如果没有经验过上帝的时候，你会觉得这是很遥远、很荒谬的事情。
If you haven't experienced God with us, you may think it's unattainable.
但是你注意看你的左右，有这么多的人，他们真的在生命里面经验到这位耶稣。
Look around the people around you, so many experience Jesus.
或许你在他们身上，你或多或少你会看出上帝的荣光。
Maybe you have seen the glory from there.
他们虽然 经历过苦难，但是他们还能够站得住。
Through trial and tribulation, they still standing.
虽然他不一定很有能力，但是他还愿意帮助人。
Even though they are not able, but they're willing to help.
他常常要愿意流露出爱来。
So he's willing to show his joys and peace.
这个原因其实是很简单。
The reason is simple.
因为耶稣在他里面。
Because God with us.
盼望你也有愿意跨出这样的一步。
I hope you can step into such blessing.
方法很简单。
It's simple.
只要你许可耶稣进到你的马房来。
As you allow him to come into your own stable.
你的心灵事实上就是那个马槽。
Your heart is just like the manger.
耶稣愿意在那个地方。
Jesus is willing to come.
只要你愿意。
As long you're willing.
他愿意进来的时候，你不拒绝他。
As long you don't reject him.
你邀请他。
Invite him.
如果今天在座的你愿意，你今天的信息对你有触动的话，你说我愿意试试看。
Anyone touched by this message saying I'm willing to try?
那你可以跟着我一起祷告。
Pray with me.
我的祷告很简单。
My prayer is simple.
就是邀请他。
It's invitation.
许可他进来。
Allow Jesus to come to me.
我说一句，你就说一句。
So just follow me.
我现在把内容大概跟你说一下。
I explain the contents of my prayer.
我会呼求耶稣的名字。
So I will call out his name.
他的名字就是主耶稣。
His name is Lord Jesus Christ.
我感谢你让进到我心中来。
Thank Jesus coming to my heart.
赦免我的罪。
Forgive my sin.
与我同在。
Live with me.
带领我前面的路。
Lead me.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
这就是我祷告的内容。
This is the contents of my prayer.
如果最后你觉得我所讲的你也讲了，最后你如果同意的时候，我说奉耶稣的名祷告阿门的时候，你就说阿门。
So if you agree when I say amen, you just second that.
这个就是你诚心向他呼求。
This is calling to him.
你想想看，他既然愿意从高天之上来到这个地上，来到马槽。
He's willing from come above into manger.
如果你的心愿意打开的话，难道他不愿意进去吗？
As long as you're willing to open your heart, he will come.
如果我今天所讲的是虚构的，
If what I say is not true,
你祷告完以后，你就可以证明说我是一个说假话、说谎的人。
So after your prayer, you can prove I'm a liar.
我把我自己放在你们的前面。
So I put myself in front of you.
只要你诚心地向他祷告。
If you really pray to him.
你可以证明我是一个说谎的，还是我是讲诚实话的。
You can prove whether I'm telling the truth or not.
只要你愿意试试看。
As long as you're willing to try.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
当我说一句，请你就。